This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The United Nations is going all out for victims of the civil war in Syria. It has launched a $6.5 billion with a B dollar campaign for a relief fund, the biggest appeal for a single emergency in the history of the United Nations, apparently. Its last ask for Syrian refugees was back in June. That one only got about 60% of its goal, 60%. And it turns out the UN often falls short in these kinds of things. Marketplace's Noel King has more now on the UN's fundraising strategy.
Abby Stoddard has heard the accusations. She's with Humanitarian Outcomes, a research and consulting firm. She says the complaints are usually made informally by representatives of donor governments who think the appeals may be inflated.
And that the agencies may be banking on the fact that donors won't fork over the full amount so that they put in their ask as high as possible to get what they need.
John Norris of the Center for American Progress is familiar with some of the criticism.
The budget process at the UN is notoriously opaque, and it's a little hard to figure out how they come up with the top-line figures for their appeals. But in this instance, I think I've got a fair amount of sympathy for the UN.
Because Norris says it's very clear that the humanitarian situation in and around Syria is desperate. The $6.5 billion is a combined total of what various UN agencies and other non-governmental organizations say they'll need to support their Syria programs. It covers everything from food and shelter to public health. So who is the UN appealing to? Well, to just about everyone. If you go on the websites of UN agencies today, there are buttons you can click to donate to help Syrians. Bettina Lucia is a senior spokesperson for the UN's World Food Program.
I sometimes say we're the best-dressed beggars because for every operation we need to beg for money and ask for money.
But Abby Stoddard says in the end, most of the money comes from just about 20 governments throughout the world. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.